Blake Burris with KJAN Sports, and I have head coach of the ACGC Chargers, Coach Cody Mathewson. Coach, thanks for taking time out of your busy week to meet with me.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Coach, a tough physical battle last Friday for your team to advance in the playoffs with a 29-8 win over Linville Sully. How did your Chargers pull out such a tough victory?
We played pretty well. We controlled the entire game. We're up 29-0 the entire 47 minutes, and we gave up a late touchdown there with under a minute to go. You know, they had two drives where they took the ball down and scored with under a minute to go, and then they kicked an onside kick and got it. He got down about inside the five. So you take away those two drives, which was about 60 yards of offense. You know, we gave up 113 yards of total offense, held them to 34 yards rushing. So that was obviously a very impressive stat, and we held them to 81 yards passing. So you take away those last two drives in the last minute of the game, when we had the game in hand, when we were up 29-0, they probably had a total of 60 yards of offense going into the 48th minute of the game. So kids played very physical. The defense really stepped up. We controlled the game, you know, forced a lot of three and outs, made them punt. And obviously on the offensive side, we ran for 360 yards and four rushing touchdowns. So we had a touchdown there in the first drive of the game that we had option called, and had about a 15 to 20 yard touchdown run. They got called back on a holding call on the outside on the receiver, and then we fumbled the next snap. So we took some points off the board there, but overall I was really proud of how the kids played all facets of the game with special teams and offense and defense. And we just really controlled the line of scrimmage, and we did a very good job. We obviously knew we could play a very physical game. We just wore them down mentally, and we just wore them down physically. So, our kids responded to, the critics talking about how the only reason we're going to win this game is because they have guys hurt. You know, the only guy who's been out has been Cordarnan Harder, who's been the guy who's been hurt all year. And, you know, obviously they've been very successful without him in the game, again, in any games this year. They were 6-1 without him, with their only loss to Madrid. So, you know, it was playoff football. Everybody played, and it was just a physical game on our end. We're really happy with that result.
Yeah, you talked about 60 carries, 360 yards, and four scores is an incredible stat line. But the people don't get usually talked about when you bring up that stat line is the offensive line, the guys that create the holes, the guys that are beating and banging every single down, every single play. Talk about those guys and their toughness and ability to work together to create these big holes for your runners.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you have credit when credit's due, and those guys have done a whole job. You know, there's it's led by senior, the only senior on the offensive line, Paige Jacoby, who's been a four-year starter for us on the offensive and defensive line. So he's kind of our anchor. And then, obviously, Mason Wall, who's a 6'6", 300-pound junior for us, who plays on the opposite side of the center and the midline of the ball. He's obviously with his size, but he's really embraced his physicality and been a much better ball player this year. I'm much more confident in regards to being a sophomore to a junior and has more starts under his belt than our we have two sophomores on the line right now, too, with Jack Sheeter, who's been playing center, is his first year starting, obviously as a freshman last year, played JV and just developed into a very good ball player. And then Carter Richter, who's right next to Peyton Jacoby on the strong side over there. Obviously, he's a kid who is a sophomore and a young, but he did play some reps on the offensive defensive side and had a couple starts last year as a freshman. So it's been awesome to see him develop. And then on the other side at tackle over there and guard, they flip every now and then is Ben Franzine. Ben Franzine was a starting linebacker for us as a sophomore, started all the games, and he starts linebacker for us as well this year. He was actually our backup fullback and started some games. He actually had about 250 yards rushing last year as a sophomore on the offensive side, and we converted him to the offensive line, and he's done a phenomenal job. So those five obviously have been fantastic. And then, you know, you got to credit our wide receivers who obviously, you know, we don't throw the ball very much, but, you know, they're on the outside and they're kind of on an island, and they have to do the best they can in those positions. And, you know, everybody, you know, there's 11 guys on the field for a reason. We have to play with all 11. You talk about doing your 111. So for us to be successful and have, you know, 3,700 yards rushing, you know, averaging 360, 370 yards a game on the ground, it starts with those guys. And obviously, you know, we run a four running back system, which includes our quarterback. They're blocking too. So, you know, it's just a very fun scheme, and everybody complements each other very well, and they all buy in. And that's why the success has been very prevalent this year.
Yeah, you mentioned about trying to block out that outside noise, especially it amps up. As you know, as you get further and further into the playoffs, more people talking about you, predicting this, predicting that. How do you get your guys to not focus on that? Hey, let's focus on what we have to do as the ACGC Chargers to lock in and do whatever it takes to get a win, because that's all that matters at the end of the day.
No, that's a very good question, because I think things have changed and are a lot different than what it was 10, 15 years ago. You know, there's a lot more access and everything at the palm of your hands, and it's easy to have people with the ability to just watch videos and podcasts and Twitter and social media, you know, and there's all that stuff right there where you can get sucked in and you can definitely get distracted by all that. Obviously, our kids are hungry, and that's something that I really appreciated. We weren't preseason ranked. It took us 3-4 weeks to get ranked. And then obviously, you know, there's always been some sort of reason why, you know, we win a game, whether that be because the other team was injured or whatever. We've played in close games. Well, you know, I feel like we played in one of the toughest districts in the state. And obviously we've been able to do what we needed to do so far in the playoffs. And, I think our kids have a chip on their shoulder mentality. This is the first time we've been able to play, in a quarterfinal game without having to have a band meter at the back of our mind. And that's been a pretty dominant program over the last decade. With them going to 2A and us going down to A, you know, we played Van Meter prior to this 7 times in 5 years and had to play them in 2021 for the second time, as they handed us our second loss of the year, as they went on to win the state championship and knocked us out of the playoffs in the quarterfinals. So, here we are. We're in control of our own destiny. All of our goals are still intact. It doesn't matter who we play. We're going to prepare the same way. We're going to take the field the same way, and these guys are just another faceless opponent that's are in our way for our goals to be achieved of being a semifinal team.
A tough task for your team this week. It's 10-0 versus 10-0 as you take on the Madrid Tigers. What do you know about the Tigers going into Friday night?
I know a lot about them. I know their personnel. I know their people. I know their personalities. I know their families. I know where they sleep. I know everything about them because that's where I'm from and that's where I grew up and that's where, my father coached for 23 years. So that's where I played. You know, it's one of those things where it's just another game to us, you know. And to me, it's my personal vendetta that I have. And our kids take that with pride. And they're a WCAC-affiliated team that we see in all – there's a lot of familiarities with our kids and those facts on both sides of the ball. So, I think you're going to see a very good football game. I think you're going to see a very physical football game, as you should in the quarterfinals. It's going to be a very high emotional game. But, that's the one thing that we're just trying to turn down is the fact that, this is just another team. We're not going to prepare them any differently. We're not going to do anything any different in regards to who we're playing. The only thing that's changed on Friday night is the colors of the other team's jersey that we played the week before. But, again, we're just going to continue to prepare and do everything the same that we've done every single week. Obviously they have some different schemes. They do some different stuff. But, we are who we are and they are who they are. And at the end of the day, we're going to have to battle for 4 quarters and 48 minutes, and the best team's going to come out on top. But it's going to be, a very important game that comes down to, discipline, hanging on the ball, and all those cliche things to help you win games. So, we're going to do what we do best, and they're going to do what they do best, and we got to stop that and make everybody turn the page and get them out of scheme, and they're going to try to do the same thing. So it's just going to be a very good ball game that I think will probably be one of the biggest crowds that our kids have a chance to play in front of, and their kids too.
In a game like this with two heavyweights that you both are, how important will it be to score first and create a lead to kind of give yourself that confidence and not feel like we're trying to fight back and get out of rhythm?
Yeah, I mean, there's a stat out there somewhere that shows that the team that scores first has obviously a quicker and a win probability. But at the end of the day, we've been on the opposite end of that. A few times this year, we've had times where we've given up the first score of the game. We've had to then, answer back. We've done a phenomenal job of that. As the teams that scored on us first, we still came out as we're still 10-0. So, but it's very important to set the tone early. We're a defer team. We like to go out there on defense first. which allows us to have the ball at halftime. We've done that every single time this year. You know, obviously, at the end of the day, you know, it's going to be one of those games where every yard is very important. Every drive is very important. And we really focus on that. And that's what I really love about going from this past week playing Limbo solely to a Magic team is that, you know, it's about the mentality of falling forward every single time. You can't dance. You can't be able to make mistakes and go back. So in these games, everything's just so precious, every drive, every yard. So, yeah, scoring first would be, you know, one of the things we call is a very precious moment because we need to take advantage of the opportunities that we have because with both teams that run the ball, you know, we've thrown the ball, I think, four times in the last three games, and they've thrown the ball 10 times in the last three games. Drives are going to be limited, and time of possession is going to be a very important facet of the game, and it's a very important statistic. So when you got the opportunity to score, you better take advantage of that and don't have them going backwards.
That is head coach of the ACGC Chargers, Coach Cody Mathewson. And this has been Blake Burris, and you're listening to the pregame show on KJAN Sports.